I don't know if this is the scam of the century or if we're getting, like, you know, pulled one over our eyes. This is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Alex thinks this woman who survived in the wilderness for like 2 weeks is pulling off a huge scam. And if, I'll let Alex explain why, but here's the gist of the story. A 35-year-old woman said that 17 days ago she was lost in a Hawaiian forest for a spiritual boot camp, and that she was inspired by hundreds of volunteers who worked to find her. The girl's name is Amanda Eller. She's a yoga teacher and a physical therapist. She was found Friday afternoon, kind of after the show was over, in a ravine between two waterfalls. On Tuesday, she spoke to reporters at the Maui Medical Center where she had been treated over the weekend, and she said a bunch of different things. Alex, I think this is where you're starting to think it's more of a scam.
Yeah, so I was one of the first people when I first saw the story within minutes of it breaking. I mean, I was retweeting. I was like, this is so cool, because you know I am a sucker for survival stories. Like, I love this kind of stuff. So I was for sure believing until she started talking about her experience, and I think this is the biggest smoking, steaming pile of BS I've ever heard, and I am telling you, we are going to find out about this.
Now, I want you to listen to what Alex is saying, and when you hear it, 833-JOE-ALEX, call in if you agree with her, or if you think Alex is totally wrong about this, 833-563-2539.
I wish we had some kind of didgeridoo or something, because this woman is just an absolute joke. So when Joe said she went there for a spiritual retreat or whatever.
She wanted to retweet things.
Yeah, that was the first sign that something was amiss. So she says, I don't really know what happened. All I can say is that I got out of my car and I have a strong sense of internal guidance, a voice, spirit. Everybody has a different name for it. My heart was telling me, walk down this path, go left, great, go right. It was so strong. Go left, go right. I'm like, great, this is so strong that obviously when I turn around and go back to my car, it will be just as strong when I go back, but it wasn't. Instead, it took me deeper and deeper into the woods. She said, that sense of pulling together, that sense of community, that sense of like ohana and family that we talk about, that was true aloha. People could have just forgotten about me, but I just am in extreme gratitude for everyone caring so much and allowing me to rededicate the focus of my life and all this. She also said, by the way, she also said she spent the night in a wild boar den and frequently followed their tracks through the forest.
What, you don't believe that?
She said, I had such hope in my heart. It was a nice looking boar den. I kept getting warm, fuzzy messages like, don't go in there or go in here. She would follow their path. She said, oh, by the way, this is the Chinese New Year. This is the year of the boar. I'm a boar. So I'm finding myself sleeping in a boar's home, and they were trailblazing for me. Are you joking me? Who believes this?
What do you have against spiritual enlightenment? Like, there are people that are yogis and they believe in these things. Like, I think it's a whole different way of looking at life.
She,
like,
said,
you're spiritual,
I never,
with religion,
she,
and she likes the yoga kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is crap. She said, this whole journey was extremely spiritual for me. I never felt alone and I never felt fearful. If you are lost in the freaking forest for 2 weeks, you are freaking out. You think you are dying.
That's how you
would
be,
Alex.
You are paranoid.
That's how anyone normal would feel if this had actually happened to you. Like, maybe for one day you're like, I'm still hopeful, whatever. Maybe three.
You have to have a positive mindset. If you freak out like you're saying everybody should or would, then you're going to die. Maybe her, like, it's cool.
You still have hope, but what I'm saying, her reaction is not normal. Talking about, this is my spiritual journey, it's the year of the boar, all this. Like, no!
But some people believe that.
So I don't understand what you don't believe.
You
think she was actually just at home hiding in her closet?
No. Okay, sorry. I think she was in the forest for 2 weeks in Hawaii.
Okay.
I think she, on purpose, was in the forest for 2 weeks in Hawaii. I think she planned the entire freaking thing, and
so
now,
like,
she's got like $80,000 in GoFundMe. Explain to me why.
It was for the helicopters that tried to look for her, and she said she tried to come out from the brush when the helicopter, she could hear them, but she couldn't. She said she was dehydrated. She was very, like, weak and faint.
I bet if we go searching, we'll find some whatever Amos chocolate chip cookies hiding in the bushes.
You are such a hater.
She's got
you
a stack
of hateness.
I'm telling you right now, this is a publicity stunt for the ages. She is full of crap.
So 833-JOE-ALEX. Please, somebody else tell Alex how wrong she is this morning.
So you almost think she took like a mini vacation.
Yeah, I think that this was all a freaking whole
thing. I can't believe it. She got the crap
beat
out of her.
She wanted to be famous.
She wanted to be famous, so she went and got lost in the woods.
Yes.
Fell 20 feet, bruised and bloodied everywhere, on the edge of death.
Yes.
I did it so I could get attention.
I would love,
yes.
I would love to see the medical records, like if she was actually dehydrated or not.
Of course you are. You're in the woods for 2 weeks in the forest.
I mean, well, if Alex is right and she brought water or had a clean water source.
I'm telling you right now, just give it time. We're going to start seeing some fishy things come out about this.
I don't know
this
what.
This is not the first time. I have called out other things like this, and I was right that
like
they were
what?
That they were
like
false.
What?
There's been multiple things. First of all, I knew that the missing kid in Houston right now, Malia or whatever, I knew her parents were involved.
Well, everybody can suspect that.
They haven't proved that her mom is yet. I have some suspicions about that, but we definitely know the dad was in some way, shape, or form, even though he's not really speaking yet. So I definitely had a feeling about that. There was another thing. There was some like hate crime prank. There's been multiple of those, but there was one in particular that you talked about it. I was like, this is definitely fake. And then it came out later that it was.
Yeah, you thought the Jussie Smollett thing from the beginning was
that
fake.
I knew. Oh, this girl and Jussie Smollett should be BFFs. I was going to say that. Thank you, Liv, for reminding
me. Yeah, she did.
This
she
girl,
did call that.
This girl and Jussie Smollett right there. Two peas in a freaking pod, baby.
Yesenia.
They can hang out with the wild boars together.
You're on the Joe and Alex show, 833-JOE-ALEX, if anybody else wants to join in. What do you think? Do you agree with Alex, or are you finally calling her out?
I'm totally with Alex. I think it's a stunt.
Thank you. See, it's just you use your mind. Nobody is going to be talking
no
like
way.
That.
There's no way. It was too much of a BS.
What do you mean it's BS? She got stuck. She went for a
Here's
walk.
The other
she
thing.
Went the wrong way. She was lost for 2.5 weeks. You were heartless, Yesenia. I cannot believe you would even say that.
I agree with her. If you go, you're going to find rappers everywhere.
They have not found rappers. This is what you call fake news. You're just adding things in which are not true. They didn't find any Amos cookies or famous Amos.
No,
get
no.
out of here.
They
get out of here.
For 19 days, how are they going to find the rappers? But if they go and specifically look for them, they will find them.
And you know what else is suspicious?
It's so easy how people fall asleep.
She was just rescued. What was this? I mean,
Friday.
Okay, Friday. She's already, this morning she was like on the Today Show. She's doing all these freaking interviews. And I mean,
she's still beat
really,
up.
If you were gone, if you were in, like, thinking
God,
you were going to die for
2 weeks,
you are going to want to stay home and not change. You don't want to leave your house. You probably want to barricade yourself in your room, and you're going through so much PTSD and trauma. This chick is like, sure, let's do it. Let's
but
go to the Today Show.
That's how you see it. This girl is like a hippie. She's a yogi. She is just like, it was all part of my spiritual plan.
Yeah,
now
she
I
wanted to up her yoga
better.
Business by getting some publicity. That's what it is.
God, you are the biggest hater I've ever heard.
Can I'm
you...
right about this all the time.
You are not.
Yes!
Just because you think you're right doesn't mean you're right.
I'm not just thinking I'm right. I just gave you like four examples of how I have been right calling out this fake stuff.
Can you please answer this question for me? You know the picture of her like lost in the woods and like her face is all dirty?
Yes.
How'd she get a picture of that and who took it?
Probably the people that rescued her, I would
exactly.
think, the volunteers.
Publicity stuff.
Dude, I hate you now, too.
So you
I hate you
think
now too.
The people that rescued her are in on it?
Oh, most definitely.
So I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know if the people who rescued her are in on it, but I guarantee you, whether this is a scam or not, she's going to have a book deal within 2 days.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell
just
you right
wait.
Now.
You just wait.
If this is like a brand new trailer for Survivor, I'm going to be pissed. I'm like, that ain't cool.